Today's Amud is Tainis Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Beis Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. So we're in the middle of a Shakla Vatario. The Mishnah mentioned two different shitas regarding when we begin Askaras Gashamim. When do we begin reciting Mashiv Aruach? The Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, again, Aleph Eliezer, first day of Pesach, his first day of Sukkot. The Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that we start saying Mashiv Aruach on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua said that we start reciting Mashiv Aruach on Shemini Atzeres, on the last day of Sukkot. The Braisa brought an additional three shitas. Sounds like two, but really it's three shitas, as we'll speak out. The Braisa brought Rabbi Eliezer, who says that we begin saying Mashiv Aruach on the first day of Sukkot. That's exactly like Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. Then the Braisa brought the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who says exactly like our Mishnah, that we begin saying Mashiv Aruach on Shmini Atzeres. However, we'll see in the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph that there's a slight nuance of a difference between Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa. Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah said that we begin saying Mashiv Aruach on the last day of Sukkot. On the last day is Mashma by Shachris of the last day of Sukkot. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, his lashon is that we start saying Mashiv Aruach when we put down the lulav and esrog. When do we put down the lulav and esrog? At the end of the seventh day of Sukkot. So if he says that we begin saying Mashiv Aruach mishas hanachasoi, that's mashma that we start saying Mashiv Aruach already by Meiriv of the last day of Sukkot, by Meiriv of Shmini Atzeres. So it's also the last day of Sukkot, like Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, but there's a slight difference between Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, as will be spoken out in the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph. Then the Braisa brought two totally new shitas, and that was one, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who said that we start saying Mashiv Aruach on the second day of Sukkot, which the Gemara shortly will explain where he got that from, why the second day of Sukkot. And Rabbi Akiva, also a new shita, Rabbi Akiva says on the sixth day of Sukkot. That's when we start saying Mashiv Aruach. So in total so far, we have five shitas. We have Rabbi Eliezer, both of the Mishnah and the Braisa. It's the same Rabbi Eliezer who says the first day. We have Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah who says from the day of Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa who says Mishas from Leil Shmini Atzeres. And then the fourth shita is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says the second day of Sukkot. And the fifth shita is Rabbi Akiva, who says the sixth day of Sukkot. We'll see in the Gemara on Gimel and Aleph that really there's also a sixth shita that we mentioned. We'll keep that as a surprise for the Gemara. So says the Gemara though, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, B'sheni B'chag Humaskir. We mentioned in the Braisa that the shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira is that we begin saying Mashiv Aruach on the second day of Sukkot. Ask the Gemara, my time the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Where is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira coming from? Why does he say to start saying Mashiv Aruach specifically on the second day of Sukkot? So says the Gemara, the Tanya, it's like that which we learned in the Braisa. That Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira explained that Nemar Basheni Viniskayem, it says regarding the second day of Sukkot, Viniskayem, Venemar Bashishi, these psukim are describing the libations, the nesachim of the karbanos on Sukkot. So it says on the second day, Viniskayem, Venemar Bashishi Unsacheha, Venemar Bashvi Kimishpatam. And so the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira pointed out that there's three extra letters in these three words. Viniskayem, the mem is extra. Unsacheha, the yud is extra. And on the seventh day, when it says Kimishpatam, the extra mem at the end, the mem at the end, that's also extra. So in total, we have an extra mem, yud, and mem. Said Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, hare mem yud mem, hare kan mayim. If you spell out the three, if you take the three extra letters and you spell it out, what do you have? You have the word mayim. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, mikan remez l'nisach hamayim min ha-Torah. So you see from here a remez to the idea of nisach hamayim. Nisach hamayim that we do on Sukkot is not mentioned lahedya anywhere in the Torah. Said Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we have a remez for it from these three words. Umayshna sheni denakats. Now, what does this have to do with the second day of Sukkot? So I understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is suggesting that there's a connection between Mashiva Ruach and when we have the Nisach HaMayim. But what does this have to do with the second day of Sukkot? Says the Gemara, Dikira Miza Luhu Bikra Besheni Hudra Miza Hilkach Besheni Mad Karina. Because where in the Torah do you have a remez for this Mayim, for this Nisach HaMayim? You have it starting with the second day of Sukkot. Besheni Hudra Mizi. You have a remez for it starting with the second day of Sukkot. Hilkach Besheni Mad Karina. So therefore it makes sense to begin saying Mashiva Ruach on the second day of Sukkot, because that's when we start with Nisach HaMayim, presumably, is only from the second day of Sukkot and on. So since that's when we have Nisach HaMayim, it would make sense that that's also the date that we should start saying Mashiva Ruach. So that's the Makar for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. We mentioned in the Braisa that Rabbi Akiva Aymer Beshishi Bechag Hu Maskir. Now Rabbi Akiva says that you start mentioning rain on the sixth day of Sukkot. That's when you start saying Mashiva Ruach. So here the Braisa also explains Rabbi Akiva Shita, that where's Rabbi Akiva coming from? Why does he say on the sixth day? Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Shenemer Beshishi, it says on the sixth day of Sukkot, Unsacheha, which is Lashon Rabbim. So we dash him from there, from Unsacheha, Beshnei Nisuchin Akasim Medaber, that the Torah is referring to two nisuchin that we do on Sukkot. Echa nisuch hamayim, ve'echa nisuch hayayin. One's referring to the water that gets poured on the mizbeach, and one's referring to the wine that gets poured onto the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, now, and since this remez is on the sixth day, so therefore, it makes sense that Nisuch HaMayim only starts on the sixth day of Sukkot, and that's when we start saying Mashiva Ruach. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. However, ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Tarvayu Dechamra, who says that when the Pasuk says, Umsacheha B'Lashon Rabbim, that's referring to two Nisachim, one of wine and one of water. Where do we ever have a Nisach of water? Why wouldn't we just assume that the Torah is telling you to do two Nisuchin of wine? Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Akiva is Savar like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He's also made the B'miksas to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's Remez, Da'ama Ramizi Maya, who pointed out that we have these three extra letters which form a revez of the word Mayan. So ask the Gemara, if Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to this remez of the word Mayim, Yisavar like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, so name a kevase. So why doesn't he say like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that we should start having Nisach HaMayim and start mentioning Mashiva Ruach already from the second day of Sukkot? Says the Gemara, because Kasava Rabbi Akiva, Kiksiv Nisuch Yesera, Beshishihu Dichsiv. Because where do we have the remez to the actual, the fact that there's an additional Nisuch? That's on the sixth day. That's when the Pasuk says Unsacheha, which is Lashin Rabbin, telling us that there's two Nisuchim. Sveina Chanami, I would have thought that they're both of wine. I only know from the remez that we're using water. But Lamaisa, the extra read, the Reboy, which tells us that there is another Nisuch, that's on the sixth day. That's when we have the Nisuch HaMayim, and that's when we start saying Mashiva Ruach. So in total, we really have two Makairis so far for how do we know the concept even of Nisuch HaMayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it's completely learned out from this Remez of Mem Yud Mem of Mayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's learned out from the word Unsacheha. He also uses the Mem Yud Mem just to be Megale that the extra Nisuch is Nisuch HaMayim, but the Makar that there is additional Nisuch that we're doing Nisuch HaMayim, it's from Unsacheha. So as the Gemara now, on a little bit of a tangent, that we have a third Makar for the concept of Nisuch HaMayim. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in the Braisa. So we finished explaining the Makar for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, where he knows it from, that we start saying Mashiva Ruach on the second day. We finished Rabbi Akiva's Makar, that he says on the sixth day. Now the Gemara Agav is just throwing out another Makar for the idea of Nisuch HaMayim. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Nasan Aymer, Rabbi Nasan said, the Pasuk says, Ba'kodesh Haseich Nesach Sheikhar Lashem. It has a double Lashon, Haseich Nesach. Also talking about the Nisuchim. Says the Gemara, Beshnei Nisuchim Akasav Medaber. Says Rabbi Nasan, that there's the Pasuk's clearly talking about two separate Nisuchim. Echa Nisuch HaMayim, Ve'echa Nisuch HaYayin. One of them is to tell me that there's Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot, and the other is to tell me that there's Nisuch HaYayin. And ask the Gemara, like we asked before, Eima Tarvayu Dechamra. All you see from here is that there's two separate Nisuchim. But maybe they're both the same thing, maybe they're both of wine. Says the Gemara, for this, we don't even have to come on to Mem Yud Mem. Here you see it from the actual Pasuk itself, that it's not the same Nisach. Where do you see it from? Says the Gemara, in Cain, if it would be the same, if the Torah would mean to say that they're both wine, so then, Lichtoiv Kra, Oi, Haseich Haseich, Oi, Nesach Nesach. My Haseich Nesach, why does the Torah switch the word? It talks about two separate Nisuchim, and it says it in it with a different word. Shmas Mino, Chad de Mai, Vachad de Chamra. Must be it's two different liquids. So one of them is obviously wine, that's the classic Nisuch, and the other one must be a different liquid, which the Gemara assumes, perhaps through a Messiah, that other Nisuch, that other liquid is referring to water. So that's now a third Makar for the concept of Nisuch HaMayim. One from Mem Yud Mem, two from Unsa Cheha, and three from Haseich Nesach. Now back to the sugi that we mentioned before about Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir and Rabbi Akiva and all the different shitas about when we start saying Mashava Ruach, says the Gemara Elahadit Nan, that which we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah that Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva. It says that we have Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkahs all 7 days of Sukkahs. So Mani, who is the Tana of this Mishnah? If you're going to tell me that the Tana is Rabbi Yeshua, whether it's Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa or Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, he came out that you only start saying Mashava Ruach on Shemini Atzeres, different shitas, exactly which part of Shemini Atzeres, but Lamaisa, it's only on Shemini Atzeres. If so, it would make sense that if that's when you start saying Mashava Ruach, it would make sense that Nisuch HaMayim is also only on that day, on the last day of Sukkot. If so, then Nimachad Yoima. So then it would come out that Nisuch HaMayim is just for one day, on the last day, not all 7 days. And here Rabbi Akiva, and if the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, who says that we start saying Mashava Ruach on the 6th day of Sukkot, so then Trei Yoimei, so then you only have 2 days of Nisuch HaMayim. Presumably that's also when there's Nisuch HaMayim, it only starts on the 6th. If so, it's just the 6th and the 7th. I guess potentially it could have been the 8th as well, but for now the Gemara is assuming that it's just the 6th and the 7th, that's 2 days. So it's also the Tana of this Mishnah in Sukkah cannot be Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Yehuda, and if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says that we start saying Mashava Ruach on the 2nd day of Sukkot, presumably that's also when we have Nisuch HaMayim, so then Shisa Yoimei. So then we just have Nisuch HaMayim for 6 days. Again, assuming that we don't have Nisuch HaMayim on Shemini Atzeres. To which the Gemara responds that no, La'ilam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I could tell you that the Tana of this Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Usfiru like Rabbi Yehuda de Masnisan. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, that Nan, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Belug Hayamanasich Kol Shemaina, that we would do Nisuch HaMayim with the Lug all 8 days, meaning even on Shemini Atzeres, we have Nisuch HaMayim. So since he holds that we have Nisuch HaMayim on Shemini Atzeres, Umapik Rishon, you take out the 1st day, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that you don't have Nisuch HaMayim on the 1st day of Sukkot, just like he says that you don't start Mashava Ruach on the 1st day, you only start on the 2nd day, so we lose on the 1st day, but Umayil Shmini, but then you add in the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, and if so, you have a 7 days of Nisuch HaMayim, exactly like the Mishnah mentioned above in Sukkah, which says that you have Nisuch HaMayim for 7 days. Well, ask the Gemara, it doesn't make sense to say that it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and that you're taking out the 1st and adding the 8th, because Umayshna Rishon Deloy, what would be the Svara to say that you don't have Nisuch HaMayim on the 1st day? What would be the reason for such a thing? It's Sukkot, so why wouldn't you have Nisuch HaMayim? Dechi Ramizi Mayim, B'sheni Hu D'Ramizi. So you'll tell me no, because the remez in the pasuk of Mem Yud Mem, it only starts on the 2nd day, and therefore we don't have Nisuch HaMayim on the 1st day. If that's the logic, well then Shmini Nami. So then on the 8th day also, it wouldn't make sense to have Nisuch HaMayim. The Kiramizi Mayim B'Shvi Huduramizi. The remez was the 2nd day, the 6th day, and the 7th day of Sukkot. So just like you're telling me that there's no Nisuch HaMayim on the 1st day, because the remez only starts on the 2nd, so then so too, there shouldn't be Nisuch HaMayim on the 8th day, because the remez ends on the 7th day. So the Tana can't be Rabbi Yehuda, and you can't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that, yeah, you add in the 8th day and you take out the 1st. Such a maskana wouldn't make any sense in Svara, in terms of the Makairis and the Psukim. So Ella says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, it must be that the Tana of the Mishnah and Sukkah is Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we only start saying Masha Baruch on Shmini Atzeres. Ah, so then how do you have Nisach HaMayim all 7 days? L'chayra, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you should only have Nisach HaMayim on the last day. Says the Gemara, V'nisach HaMayim kol Shiva Hilchasa Gemirila. There, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Masha Baruch and Nisach HaMayim are not connected to each other. According to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ben Beseira, it was Pashat. That was the whole Makar. It was from Nisach HaMayim. Of course, they're Tali Zeh B'Zeh. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we could say that even though we start saying Masha Baruch only on the last day of Sukkot, Nisach HaMayim is all 7 days of Sukkot, and it's not connected to Masha Baruch. And what's the Makar that it's all 7 days? That's a Halach L'Maisha Mesinai. And Amar Rab Ami, Amar Rabbi Yoichna Mishum, Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bekas Beis Chorson, like we have such a Shita, who said that Eser Netiyos, Arava, Benisach HaMayim, Halach L'Maisha Mesinai. That these three halachas, Nisach HaMayim included, are all halach l'Maisha Mesinai, and it could be Rabbi Yeshua holds like that as well, and therefore even though we only start saying Masha Baruch on the last day of Sukkot, Nisach HaMayim is all 7 days, and the Tana of the Mishnah and Sukkah is Rabbi Yeshua. These other two halachas, Eser Netiyos refers to halacha about Shemitah, that even though you're not allowed to plow a field already 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of a Shemitah year, if you have a certain amount of young trees and it's in within a certain amount of land, so then it's already a davar aved and you're allowed to plow it. Arava refers to the aravais that we would take by the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and Nisach HaMayim is our Nisach HaMayim that we're discussing now. So Rabbi Yeshua holds like this shita that it's all halach l'maish mesinai, and therefore he could say that even though we only start saying Masha Veruach on Shmini Atzeres, Nisach HaMayim is all 7 days, and he's the Tana of the Mishnah. Sukkah. Now Rashi points out that throughout the Shakla V'Tarya, the Gemara focused on only three shitas. We focused on the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, we focused on the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and we focused on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. As Rashi, there's another shita. There's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that we start saying Masha Veruach on the first day of Sukkot. And says Rashi, if anything, that would be the shita that we should bring up first. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, so then the Mishnah in Sukkot is perfect. We start saying Masha Veruach on the first day of Sukkot. Masha Veruach is linked together with Nisach HaMayim, and Nisach HaMayim is also on the first day of Sukkot. It's on the first day of Sukkot, and it ends on the 7th. So perfect, Nisach HaMayim is 7 days. The Mishnah works out beautifully according to Rabbi Eliezer. So says Rashi, Enachanami, the Gemara could have said that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. The point of the Gemara is that the Tana could also be Rabbi Yeshua. Not that it has to be Rabbi Yeshua, it could also be Rabbi Yeshua, but Enachanami, it would be very pashut if the Tana of the Mishnah would work out very simply if the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara Vayter now, and this is like an Amar Mar for the next four lines, we're just quoting what we had at the end of the Braisa that we learned on Beis HaMabeis. Says the Gemara, said the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yehuda said over, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that the Aiver Lefnei Ateva B'yom Tov Acharin Shel Chag, that the Chazan on the last day of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achrin Mazkir, Ha'rishayin Enay Mazkir. So the Baal Musaf, he mentions Masha Varuach, whereas the Rishayin, the Baal Shacharis, he does not mention Masha Varuach. Whereas B'yom Tov Ha'rishayin Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, it's the reverse, Ha'rishayin Mazkir, Ha'achrin Enay Mazkir. The Baal Shachar says Masha Varuach, and you only stop saying Masha Varuach with the Baal Musaf. By Musaf, that's when you stop saying Masha Varuach. The Gemara is going to focus, though, on this idea of starting to say Masha Varuach on Shmini Atzeres of Sukkot. So Rabbi Yehuda said over, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that you start saying Masha Varuach by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. So ask the Gemara, hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yehuda bringing this from? Ilema Rabbi Yeshua de Masnisen, if he's referring to Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, Ha'amar b'yom tov ha'acharin shel chag u'maskir. It's mashma that his lashon over there, Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, is that you begin saying Masha Baruch on the last day of Sukkot. So that sounds like the entire last day. Already the Baal Shachar should already start saying Masha Baruch. Allah, it's Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa. So you'll tell me that Rabbi Yehuda was referring to Rabbi Yeshua, who's mentioned in the Braisa on Beis Amabez. Well, if so, Ha'amar Mishas HaNachasai. The Lashon of Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa is that you start saying Mashiva Ruach when you put down the Dalad Minim, which we said is Mashma on Leil Shmini Atzeres, already by Mairav of Shmini Atzeres. So this doesn't seem to fit with any of the Rabbi Yeshuas that we know. Vesu, and furthermore, ask the Gemara, HaDetanya, that which we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishum ben Beseira, he said it over in the name of Ben Beseira, that however, lefnei ateva b'yom tov acharin shochag, ha'acharim azkir, that the chazan on Shmini Atzeres, only the Baal Musaf, he starts saying Mashiva Ruach. And he says that over now in the Braisa, in the name of Ben Beseira. Hi Ben Beseira, which Ben Beseira is he referring to? We only know so far of one Ben Beseira. Ilema Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he's referring to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that we had in the Braisa, on Beis he said that you start saying Mashiva Ruach already on the second day of Sukkot, not on Shmini Atzeres. He said already on the second day. So how do you understand this Braisa? So says the Gemara, we can answer everything all with one Teretz. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Tehei B'Reb Yeshua Ben Beseira. New Shita. It's the Shita of Reb Yeshua Ben Beseira. A completely new Tana. And Zimnim Dekarile B'Shmei. Sometimes Reb Yehuda called him by his name, by the name Reb Yeshua. Who's Zimnim Dekarile B'Shmei De'Abba. And sometimes this Reb Yeshua Ben Beseira is referred to as Ben Beseira, the name of his father. V'Hamik Mei Delis Mechuhu. V'Hadil Basar Delis Mechuhu. It depends if you're quoting him before he got Smicha, or after he got Smicha. Before he got Smicha, he's known as Ben Beseira. After he got Smicha, people started calling him Rabbi Yeshua. But it's referring to a completely new Shita of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. So it comes out now, we have a total of 6 Shitas, and we'll end with this. We have a total now of 6 Shitas regarding when do we start saying Mashiva Ruach. We have Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah, who says that you start saying Mashiva Ruach on the first day of Sukkot. We have Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, who says that we start saying Mashiva Ruach on the last day of Sukkot, which we see from this Gemara means by Shachris of the last day of Sukkot. We have in the Braisa, again Rabbi Eliezer, who's the same Rabbi Eliezer, so still just 2 Shitas. Then we have a new Rabbi Yeshua, a 3rd Shita, Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you start saying Mashiva Ruach, Mishas HaNachasoi, from Leil Shmini Atzeres, so that's the 3rd Shita. We have a 4th Shita, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says from the second day of Sukkot. A 5th Shita, Rabbi Akiva, who says that you start saying Mashiva Ruach by the 6th day of Sukkot. And now the Gemara brings a 6th Shita, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira says that you start saying Mashiva Ruach by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. That's a total of 6 different Shitas of when we start saying Mashiva Ruach.